5. Shatov stood at the closed door of his room and listened. Suddenly, he sprang back.
"He's coming here. I knew he would," he whispered furiously. "Now there'll be no getting rid of him till midnight."
Several violent thumps of a fist on the door followed.
"Shatov! Shatov, friend, open!" yelled the captain. "Shatov! I have come to thee to tell thee that the sun doth rise apace, that the forest glows and trembles in the fire of his embrace. Tell thee I have waked, God damn thee, wakened under the birch twigs, as it might be under the birch rods. Silvery little bird is thirsty. Says I'm going to have a drink, but I don't know what to drink. Damn his stupid curiosity. Shatov, do you understand how good it is to be alive? Don't answer, Shatov whispered to me again. Open the door. Do you understand that there's something higher than brawling in mankind? There are moments of a honorable man. Shatov, I'm good. I'll forgive you. Shatov, damn the manifestos, eh?
Silence.
Do you understand, you ass, that I'm in love? That I've bought a dress coat? Look, the garb of love, 15 rubles. A captain's love calls for the niceties of style. Open the door!
He roared savagely all of a sudden, and he began furiously banging with his fists again.
Go to hell! Shatov roared suddenly. Slave! Bond slave! And your sister's a slave! A bondswoman! A thief! And you sold your sister! That's a lie. I put up with a libel, though. I could, with one word. Do you understand what she is?
What? Shatov at once drew near the door inquisitively.
But will you understand? Yes, I shall understand. Tell me what. I'm not afraid to say. I'm never afraid to say anything in public. You are not afraid? A likely story, said Shatov, taunting him and nodding to me to listen. Me? Afraid? Yes, I think you are. Me? Afraid? Well then, tell away if you're not afraid of your master's whip. You're a coward, though you are a captain. She's...
faltered Lebyadkin, in a voice shaking with excitement.
Well?
Shatov put his ear to the door. A silence followed, lasting at least half a minute.
Scoundrel!
Came from the other side of the door at last, and the captain hurriedly beat a retreat downstairs, puffing like a samovar, stumbling on every step.
Yes, he's a sly one. And won't give himself away even when he's drunk.
Shatov moved away from the door.
What's it all about? I asked.
Shatov waved aside the question, opened the door, and began listening on the stairs again. He listened a long while, and even stealthily descended a few steps. At last he came back.
There's nothing to be heard. He isn't beating her. He must have flopped down at once to go to sleep. It's time for you to go.
Listen, Shatov, what am I to gather from all this?
Oh, gather what you like,
he answered in a weary and disgusted voice, and he sat down to his writing table. I went away. An improbable idea was growing stronger and stronger in my mind. I thought of the next day with distress.